The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis the Great.
My name is Griffin McElroy.
I want to warn everybody, there was a moment where I said my name in a what could be like a melodically tuneful manner.
Yeah, you were happy for the first time in so long.
Well, no, I just, I had the compulsion in that moment of, I'm going to sing the rest of this, and I'm going to make everybody sing the rest of the episode. It's a musical episode.
Oh, it's a musical.
I just want to tell you guys, I fought that off. I fought that unlistenable urge.
I appreciate you fighting that off, because it saved me from having to do that myself.
Yeah. I don't know that I physically, mentally, emotionally could have done it. Are you guys just going to let me get away with adding a flourish to my name like that?
What was the flourish? I was thinking about the thing I was going to say rather than listening to you. I'm so sorry about
that. That's okay. No, I said Travis the Great because I'm watching The Great, and I thought, I need a flourish, and I thought that would be fancy. Or like Travis the Powerful. I don't know. I'll find it. But I want to talk about, guys, okay. And this is going to depend on where people are listening to this, because there are laws differing in state to state. But I don't know about you guys. I got a lot of money riding on the big game.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Interesting.
That's really fascinating.
Do I want to know how much?
It's basically all of our collective life savings.
Oh, wow.
And I have been so curious why our financial advisors did tell us to have a shared pool of life savings. We're living three different lives at this point.
With children. I mean, we have dependents and wives and everything. I paid the financial advisor to do that because I knew the big game was coming up. And, you know, every year, you know, I watch the game and I think, oh, I should have bet, because now I know who won and I should have bet. And this year.
Yeah. It's so easy when you know who does it.
Asharian logic.
And here's the best part. I mean, I put about 75% of our life savings on the big game and about 25% on the puppy bowl. So I figure one way or the other, we're going to come out big. Because I bet 25% of our life savings that the puppy bowl would be adorable. Uh-huh. To be fair, it's 2-to-1 odds. Adorable versus so cute.
Yeah, so. I put 50 large on the Bengals in the puppy bowl.
Because the Bengals are playing?
Well, no, let me do my joke.
Oh, okay.
I put 50 large on the Bengals in the puppy bowl because I am wagering that they will release a handful of Bengal Tigers during the puppy bowl, because let's be honest, those games are rarely intense or dramatic. The stakes are so low. It's the dog gets the ball. And I want to be like, yeah, but did he fucking get that sack lunch from fucking smashing the QB into fucking bone meal? That's what
I've
noticed. Want to see.
The puppy bowl is very Globetrotter-esque in that way, Griffin. Noticed that they're very lax on some of what I would consider the rules that make football fun to watch.
Right.
And it's just like, what's happening here? Yeah.
And the puppies never beat the human players.
That's
and it's
true.
Kind of like, what's the point?
Right.
Right, right, right. Right.
It's kind of.
I've never seen one of the puppies get thrown out of the game for unsportsmanlike conduct, but I've seen them piss on the field.
Yes, absolutely. And I guarantee
if, like, one, like, you know, if.
Troy Steve. Aikman just took a big one right there.
Yeah, thank you. They would kick him right out of the field.
Thick armed fucking Dan Marino just took a dumper right there on the 50. That's not gonna, they're not gonna let him finish that one out.
I have an announcement. We're calling it the Super Bowl from this point forward. I decided this. Come at me. Please come soon. Nothing would delight me more than for the National Football League, the NFL, or as I call it, no fun left. Come get me.
Let them play, Rex.
Let them play, Rex.
Come on.
Let them play.
So many rules now.
Let them play.
You remember back when people used to be able to take swords on the field? Come on.
Come on, ref. Let the fellas play.
What are you afraid of? Ugh.
I had this moment after after the Bengals secured their place.
The Bengals are in it?
Yeah, Shooter. My man Shooter got that big kickerooski for the right.
That's why you draft. Uprights. That's why you draft a kicker, folks.
That's why you draft a kicker, folks.
That's why you draft a kicker.
I had this thought, like, I'm going to, you know what? Dad loves the Bengals.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get him tickets. You know, like I'm going to get him a flight. You know, this will be birthday and Christmas combined, whatever. But I knew that it would fill up, you know, flights from Cincinnati to LAX were about to get like wild. So I was like, I'm going to do it right now. And I was like, I was checking the flights on that. And I was like, okay, maybe, you know, I've got a lot of miles saved up from the lack of traveling. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. He'll need actual tickets to the game first.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
call. So I went on to the place where they sell the tickets.
Oh, yeah. The internet.
Yeah. And the bad ones are $6,000.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody.
It's
don't do that.
Yeah, it's a game, guys.
It is a game.
It's a game. And the players aren't getting paid. They're doing it for fun.
Thank you.
Right. So, like, where is this money going? Right down the toilet. That's where it's going.
Don't do $6,000 for a ticket to the Super Bowl in the bad seats where you can't see.
I think about that. There's a scalper somewhere, right, who bought those tickets somehow, probably a robot, bought them, and then was like, I'm going to resell these for $6,000. Like, they thought with their human/AI brain that $6,000 was like, this is a good choice.
This is a normal amount, yeah.
This is an amount someone will pay to sit in bad seats to watch people run at each other real fast.
And that's really all it is.
That's really all football is, you know what I mean? Well, except for kickers. Can we talk about, I've decided to make this the only pro kicker podcast on earth.
Yeah.
Where like our whole deal.
Three professional kickers.
Yes. Yeah. Our whole deal, what's our whole deal? Kickers are underappreciated in the NFL. And that's listen, hear me out. Place kickers, yes. But I'm also talking about like punters. If it kicks, it sits. What? With us.
No, that's not. If it kicks,
it sits with us in our home. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you. Come to us, kickers. Come to us. This is a new kicker podcast for kickers.
It's on the kickers only.
Hey, can we do a little role play, Trav?
Yeah.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a kicker.
Okay.
And I want you two guys, and I don't want you to do your usual.
Like no sports, oh, sports ball. Like none
I
of that
I would never
shit.
Do that. Yeah.
Okay. No, none of that
the
shit.
The respect like, I have for kickers, I would never do that.
Okay.
I want you to make your best run at it.
All right.
Like talking. If I was talking to a kicker, if we got a kicker on today, what would I say?
Yes, exactly.
That's what role playing means.
The kicker segment.
Yeah.
I'll be like a kicker. You have onto the show.
Do you have any music on the board juice that you can kind of like throw down for us? That's the same.
Hey, welcome to Faces and Laces. I'm here with Kick Johnson.
Am I not here? Do I not get to fucking introduce myself on Faces and Laces?
Okay, thank you. Welcome to Faces and Laces. I'm your host, Travis McElroy.
Welcome to Through the Uprights. I'm your host, Griffin McElroy.
That's better, actually. We're joined now by Kick Johnson. Kick, gotta say, man.
That's probably not his name.
No? Well, it's a nickname. His real name is Rick Johnson, but they call him Kick. Kick, I just want to say, excellent
game. Can it be Vic Johnson?
Is that his nickname? Or
hey,
is
hold
that
on. Let's ask him. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Can we call you Thick Johnson? Because it's like a funny, like you have a...
Oh, it's like a penis thing.
Like a chode. Yeah,
you can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh! Oh, thanks, Thick. Now, listen, I just want to say, man, great game. Are you okay? Charlie horse?
Get leg cramps.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, you
have you tried bananas?
My body is riddled. My legs, specifically my kicking leg,
right,
is riddled with pain.
Okay.
23 hours out of every day is a waking hell.
What happens during the 1 hour?
Good doctor. Shoot me up. The dogs shoot me up real good.
Oh,
with the, they call it spinach, but it's in a syringe. I know it's not my spinach, but it releases me from the hell that my everyday is just long enough for me to
get through the. How old are you? Hey, Thick, how old are you?
22.
Jesus. Jesus!
Do you find it hard to sort of navigate the...
Can I request...
Oh, sure.
Bethany, you said this was a curse-free... Sorry, my system, Bethany.
Did we curse... Sorry, it's...
Well, you said the boy took the Lord's name in vain.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, crackers, man. That's wild. You're 22, huh? Whoa. Also, did you just call me boy? I'm 16 years your senior, Kick.
It's an affectionate nickname that we have for other players.
Oh, you see me as another player?
In this field of podcasting, yeah.
That's a weird way to say that. Hey, do
can
you...
Can we talk about...
What?
Kicking or my career?
I was trying to kick, well, and then your bedeviled leg came up, and we were very focused on that.
We keep trying to do our job.
Brief valleys... Between the crests of pain,
where I'm still are we in one of those
a manageable agony as the hellish sine wave that is my life rises and falls.
It's getting dark, Kick.
Is something in a valley? I'm in something in a valley right now in terms of
right. Pain, got it. So, what's your record? What's your longest?
What's
kick?
The biggest kick you've done?
What's your biggest kick?
We could have looked.
What's
this
your favorite
up probably,
kick?
But...
I have been known to, I came short at one point of the record held by Dan Straczynski from the Falcons.
I think
he held it down at about 60 yards, and I did kick a 58.5 yarder in our matchup against the Tennessee Titans.
Did you ask the coach if you could scooch it back?
Yeah.
Three yards just so you could scoop that record?
I would never compromise.
Okay.
Where do you...
I have a question for you.
Go
on
ahead.
A good day.
Go for it, Trav.
When your pain management is going all right, you know what I mean? And you're in one of them valleys, you think you could kick a ball hard enough that you could kick it through a man?
I always think about this. Sorry. Or you kick it at him and it hits him in the head and their head goes flying off like in
Hereditary. Oh, good question. And then the head goes through.
And the head goes through, and then the refs are like, 3 points, I guess?
I guess it counts.
So fucking
there's
dumb.
No rule against it.
I am surprised you guys are privy to this, but that is how you become the kicker for a team.
Oh, you got to kill the previous kicker?
You have to blast one of those beautiful pigskins right through the uprights that are their ribs.
Oh, I see.
And just blast it clean through. It's rough, and honestly, it's supposed to be a private and, I'll be frank, tasteful ceremony between two consenting adults.
Right.
I have another question for you, Kick. Is there anything in the rule book that says...
No, hold on, Trav, pause.
Okay, yeah.
Let him...
Come back.
Okay. Is there anything in the rule book that says a dog can't play football?
This is one that we like to ponder.
Yeah.
Seems like a straight up and down yes or no question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that?
Yeah, there's, I hate to say it because every time I say this, another one of you kids gets the wild idea that you're going to trade up your pup to take out Thick Johnson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But there is nothing in the rules that says a dog can't play football.
Right.
But I will say, they are not reliable.
No.
Dogs?
They're reliable usually, but not in terms of play. They don't do autographs.
Yeah.
They won't join the union, which to me is weird.
Yeah.
But they refuse Because they say it's too human friendly.
Big issue. You cannot put rings on those paws.
That's true.
Well, you're not going to get a ring with the dog behind the ball. It's a human's.
It's a human. It's a fingers game.
You need a person, right? You need a person. You need a Thick Johnson. You need a Dan Straczynski. You need, you know, any of the many other kickers with which I am well acquainted.
It's actually my turn. Oh, go ahead.
Don't
fight, boys. There's plenty of thick to go around.
I like it less and less. It sucks. We would like to ask, because we ask everyone where you do buy your pants that have one big pant leg.
Good question.
This is an excellent question. I use Stitch Fix.
Oh!
That's kick ass.
But it's a special service that they maintain just for me called Thix Fix.
Oh, cool.
And they just get the pants just for me.
Sorry,
mine was better.
Not thick.
Hey, you sounded a little bit like the agent from
Matrix. Yeah. I get that a lot.
Mr. Anderson, the prices on Thick are so good.
Can I ask you a question, Kick? Because Griffin said kick ass and it made me think about it. Are you ever afraid that like you'll lose control and you'll kick someone in the ass and you'll kick them so hard that you'll kick them in half?
Or that their spine will shoot out of their mouth like in Mortal Kombat.
And it'll go through the uprights?
That would be impossible. When I am not on the field, my kicking leg is weighted down with over 130 pounds of dry weight.
I was going to ask about that. I can see that here under the table.
So you lifting it is a torture. There would be no way of me kicking a civilian in the open world.
Yeah.
Because of the weights on the leg. They only release those when it's time to make the donuts go nuts, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to let you go, Thick, but I have one more
question. Rather or not, I don't have anywhere else to be.
Okay, you can stay here, but just please don't talk anymore. I'm worried about what it's doing to your voice. But I have one more question for you, Thick. Do you have any predictions on how you think the Puppy Bowl is going to go this year?
A lot of people in my circles are saying, "Oh, it's so cute." That's the way we're leaning right now.
Oh, really? Fuck.
I'm not allowed to bet anymore.
Sure.
Oh, so it's not like a league thing. It's like a personal thing for you?
It's a personal thing between me and my lord.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And who's that?
Sorry, you don't know him.
Oh, okay. This is like a feudal situation?
It's a different one. Just forget Chris.
Yeah.
We have our own deity, our own language.
Oh.
Our own dress code.
That kicks ass.
Yeah, it's, well.
Sorry.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like it when we take kick in vain, huh?
Please don't take kick in vain.
Got it.
God, this podcast, hey, Kick or Thick, don't you agree that this podcast was a fucking great idea? Like good idea for a podcast?
I think you got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, okay, great. Man.
All right.
Just like the ball. Whoa!
I gotta go buy kids.
Okay. Hey, Justin and Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riddle me piss, boy.
Are you shitting me? Directly from through the uprights into riddle me piss?
Riddle me piss, boy.
All right.
Fucker.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's hear it.
If a chicken says all chickens are liars.
Right.
Is the chicken telling the truth?
No.
This comes from Paul, by the way. Tour manager Paul.
Thank you, tour manager Paul. Can I ask why it had to be a chicken?
Interesting.
Is this the riddle? Is that like a chicken can't speak, and so the chicken cannot be telling either a lie or the truth? Do you know what I mean?
Hey, Griffin.
Yeah?
You solved it.
Oh, did I really?
Yes, but here's why I wanted to discuss. The answer is chick.
What's the answer?
Chickens cannot talk. But. That was.
Hate this shit.
But this goes deeper because here's what I would like to posit. This question is written by a chicken, right? So all chickens are liars. A chicken tells you that. But then a chicken also says, like, no, don't worry, chickens can't talk. And you're like, now hold on. I don't know what's up, what's down. You got me all turned around here, chicken. I don't know what to believe, you guys.
Sorry, Trav. Hold on one second. Is that really it?
That chickens cannot talk?
But this is the riddle that you've brought to us today?
Yeah, this is the riddle I brought to you. Because all chickens are liars, but a chicken tells you that.
I gotta say, man, I think we've moved past this. I think our brains have evolved to a point where, like we know the dark corners of the internet so well that the riddles will not. Like, I literally just shitted the answer out in an instant. And I think that says a lot about sort of how I have been turned.
I broke Griffin a long time ago. Between Riddle Me Piss and Sad Libs and, of course, Work of Fart, it's very clear that I've broken Griffin's brain and somehow dragged him down to where I'm at all the time, where my brain operates all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm, can I tell you, I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, it sucks.
I broke a human being's thought process.
Yeah.
And I'm ba-da-ba-ba-ba loving it. Anyways, chickens or Lyos?
Yeah, Justin, maybe do a question, because we I don't think we did any last episode. And I didn't see the response to the last episode, but
loved
I
bet it.
They loved that shit.
I've been cast in a play, which my character is a former high school American football champ.
Is it
you
picnic?
Don't need to do that on this show. Is it, this is a safe space.
Is,
the, okay?
is the play Picnic? Is it Picnic?
What?
I don't know, because two of us were talking at once. Because Travis wanted to make his great reference to Picnic.
Well, it's just that I have a degree in theater, Justin. I don't know if you know that.
No. One scene, I even hold and toss around the old pigskin. So this person knows some of the slang going in.
Oh, cool.
However, I have no real life experience with this. I've never tossed the old pork flesh around.
We don't call it that.
No.
The show's in a month, and I don't want to embarrass the rest of the cast with my shroud. You are siblings. Surely you've spent many hours throwing around the old ham rind.
That is one.
Can you tell me how to convincingly hold one? Lights up on a touchdown. No one Google. I will say this is all I know. Dad taught us. Okay, these two things I know are important. Okay.
Yes.
One. Wrap your hand around the ball and put your fingers on the laces.
Like a lover's embrace. Fingers on the laces.
Yes. Second, tight spiral.
Tight spiral. Also,
throw it in like a tight spiral.
This is something Dad taught me, which is you're really worried about it hitting you in the face, but it's not going to hurt nearly as bad as you think it is. Watch. And then like, bonk. You know what I mean? And
hurt.
He was right.
It does hurt.
It does hurt, but it didn't hurt as much as I thought it would.
For what is a bunch of leather, like an oblong leather balloon?
Yeah.
That shit hurts if it hits you hard. And the other guys throw it fucking hard, man.
Same with a baseball. That's another like very prominent dad lie, by the way. Like, you're afraid of it hitting you, but it's not going to hit that hard.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard, man. Baseball is hard, like a rock.
It's
and
hard.
A softball, don't let the name fool you.
Still sucks to be hit by bigger bruise, way bigger bruise.
It is weird that somebody invented softball and they're like, pretty soft. And no one was like, I don't think so.
There's way softer things, my dude.
Do you think it was invented before there were other soft things?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is that possible?
Well, up till then, everything was hard. And so instead, this has a little give to it. I'm going to call it soft. And people said, I wonder if there's anything softer than this.
I was playing with a softball in my bongo bat at the park one time. Somebody threw the softball at me, shattered my fucking bongo bat.
And yeah,
that'll happen. That shit did not go sailing, which is the typical response you do get from a bongo bat. Anyway, you need a props master or someone who is going to go up on the catwalk above the stage with a football tied to a string and like maybe a fishing rod if we want to go full sort of goofy movie on it. And then like you make a ball throwing motion and then they just kind of swing the football on the long fishing line to the other person. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, even better.
Practical effects.
If you're doing some practical magic and you want to like show off, like really make it clear that this person is really good at football, what you're going to do, props master up there, you're going to whistle and they're going to like bring the football to you like you called it through the air.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Do they have the money to get like flying by Foy in some rigging?
That's huge. A huge reference that four people are going to get definitely.
Yeah. Yes, but I'm saying, just listen for a second. That's a company. There's one company that flies Peter Pans around. Yeah. Okay. If you want to fly somebody.
In a show, not just in a plane to your house.
You get flying by Foy. Okay. Yeah. You get flying by Foy and they're going to come. They're going to
do swing back and forth. They're going to do up and down. Maybe even forward to back if you've got the money.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking so
it's
wild?
So,
if you think about, there's one. Why is that still in there? Why is it still in there? Get out! I don't need to know that!
Oh, why is it in your head?
Why is it in my head? I don't need to know it! I directed Superman. It's a birthplace Superman, a musical about Superman. That's Like, and they help with that. That's the only opportunity. I've got it. I've used the information.
Don't need it.
I've Slumdog Millionaired it.
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
There's never going to be a time where you're just like sitting there and someone's like, I don't know, man. Could there possibly be a company that specializes in flying specifically children in like shows? And you're like, wait, what did you say? Yeah, I know it. Yeah, and they're like, who are you? You're a hero.
Do you think that they do big boys like us? Do you think they do big boys like us?
That would be a great live show.
How fucking funny would it be if at one of our live shows, and we wouldn't announce it ahead of time, and we wouldn't even say which one of the three of us it was, but we're like, do the Kick-Ass Final Yahoo, and then just one of us stands up and flies off the stage?
Just ascends.
They're in Vegas. You think they're open yet?
Flying by Foy? Yeah. Oh, you mean like time change wise?
Yeah, I got their phone number right here. I could just call them up and see if they do big boys.
Ask how big a boy they can do and if they do podcast stuff.
Hey, do you fly for podcasts?
You guys have exactly 10 seconds to talk me out of this.
Well, I don't think they're open.
That's not going to happen. I want the mental image of us doing a live show. Only one of our shirts looks vaguely rectangular. And
we'd all have to wear the harness.
To fly?
Yeah. We have to wear the harness.
We'd all wear the harness, but only one of us would fly away. And
would keep a little surprise in there.
Yeah, right, right.
Which one's
going
to fly tonight?
Yeah.
And we could do it of like, there's a buzzer under your seat.
Yeah.
You're all going to vote on which one you think is going to fly away. Can you nail it? Yeah, and then, like, Paul comes out and hooks up. Maybe that's it, right? So Paul has the hook. We're all wearing the harness. And you're all in the audience going to vote. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know. Paul's going to sneak out, hook one of us, and then, whoa!
And we'll talk it. We'll be like, oh, Paul, I got a wicked wedge right now. Can you come fix for me? And he'll come out and be like, so insulting. You make me fix your wedge. But really, it's not a wedgie. He's hooking the cables up that's going to let us.
Hey, Paul, could you adjust my balls for me?
For like a minute and a half until you know it's safe. Juice, are you on
adjust
hold?
My balls so they're in a safe
position. I'm not calling. I'm tired of. I want to make this show normal again.
Oh.
I was thinking about it, and I just feel like after the last few, I was going to say episodes, but I think I mean years. I just feel like. I want this show to get back to normalcy. You know, like just like a normal.
The normalcy has to start somewhere. And Justin's saying it's going to start here.
It's just like, this is not the sort of podcast where people call Flying by Foy the standard of the industry. Like when they did Mary Martin, Peter Pan on Broadway, Flying by Foy.
Oh, really?
NBC was there and they did the live versions in the 50s. Yeah, that's Flying by Foy. And then. When they did the one with
Allison, what's her face?
Yeah,
Allison Janney.
No, Allison.
It was Allison Janney
Williams, because Brian Williams' daughter. This Flying by Foy. Like you can only get them, and they only do Peter Pan. They don't only do Peter Pan, but like
they also do Superman.
You gotta get Foy. Gotta get Foy.
Justin, does it say on their webpage how many people they've lost?
They have a days since boys have fallen.
Well, now to be fair,
they have a list, and it's a very touching memorial wall where it says boys. Said, you no longer need our rigging because you're flying with your own angel wings.
Oh, that's now Bobby. To be fair, we didn't drop him; we launched him too hard. That was a different one. So if anything, we did it too
Bobby
good.
This one over here, Ricky, he choked on a carrot, which we did tell him to not eat carrots while in the harness.
We settled that one in like out of court. So don't worry. That's why there's a question mark over his face.
If you do go to a production of a Foy production of Peter Pan where there is a boy based whoopsie. That's gotta be on some Birdman or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance shit where it's like, whoa, damn, that child's committed to the bit. He ran into that armoire going really fast. I don't remember that from Peter Pan, but fuck.
I don't remember that bit. Damn, but I loved it.
He is not getting up. Damn.
He is selling it.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, the place, the rest of the place stopped. Whoa. I've never seen something like this.
Commitment.
I think we should start our own flight company, like to do performer flying, like our own, but it's like the whole bit is that we undercut Flying by Foy, like whatever Flying by Foy has for you. Like we will do it for less. Yeah. We're called Flyers,
yeah,
and with a Z, and you could just get us for cheaper.
And our slogan is basically just as good.
Yeah, it should be fine. not too high.
I'm going to hit up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about breaking up this fucking boy-based flight monopoly Foy's got on the... Because, like...
Thank you.
It crushes creativity and competition.
Think of all the different ways we could be flying boys right now.
Yes.
If it wasn't... Flying with Boys. That's the name of ours. Flying with Boys. We're going to try some new innovative solutions. They may not always work, right? But we're willing... to try something new. Foy has been rigging kids the same way.
Right.
Right? We're going to rig them a different way. Right?
Exactly.
And you know what? There might be a few broken eggs. Listen, I'm not going to say that we won't break a few eggs. Right?
Did you say legs?
Legs and eggs. That's another thing that I'm trying to pitch.
Maybe that's the name of the company.
Yeah.
Our new flying company, Legs and Eggs.
Legs and Eggs.
That's
Can
great.
I say for, like, just for legal
reasons.
Yeah, just do it. Just real quick legal disclaimer. Flying by Foy, I have no idea if they've ever lost anybody. I will say they do not have a page called Foy's Boys. where boys they've lost.
Yeah, hold on.
Are lovingly pictured.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we just leave a gap here where we can drop in the specific audio that Flying by Foy's lawyers like script out for us? Let's leave a break, right? Because they're going to use some terminology that, like, we can't generate right now because we don't have law degrees.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave, like, a little gap here, and then we can drop that in later.
Yeah. It was probably silence because we're incompetent, but still.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, should we go to the money zone?
Yeah, let's go.
We're sponsored this week by Flying by Foy. Oh, no!
Travis, go.
We are sponsored this week by Bombass. No.
Yes.
Yes. Bombass.
Daddy like a Bombass.
Bombass. Bombass's mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombass, you're also giving it to someone in need. What else is there to say? The clothes, they're comfortable. Oh, yeah. But you know what else is comfortable? Giving. Giving to others, the joy in your heart. There's always room for more joy. Right? That's comfortable. Slide into this joy. My friend, slide into giving. Get comfortable. Put the giving on. Wear it like a shirt. You don't need clothes. You're covered. Well, you do. Okay. You do need clothes from Bombas, right?
Yeah.
And, but also, you can shroud yourself in mystery and joy. Everything they make is soft, seamless.
You're just going, huh?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to make it feel personal.
Right.
Yeah.
By just sort of going.
Well, it's kind of word jazz. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to hit something and then I didn't. So I just stopped playing like any good jazz musician. Is this anything good? Better, where? No? Okay.
No. Yep. Okay.
I'm just going to. No. I'm going to go.
No.
Okay. I'm going to turn in my trumpet and go. Okay. Great.
Thank you for having me at Chicken on a Stick. I gotta get out of here.
You do need to read this last sentence verbatim, which means verbatim means non-jazz.
No jazz. Anti-jazz. Okay.
Right.
Go to bombas.com/mybrother and get 20% off your first purchase. That's B-O-
Scabba.
No. No jazz.
No jazz allowed.
That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off. Bombas.com/mybrother.
That's wild. Hey, our next sponsor is Stitch Fix. It says right here, say whatever, baby.
Jazz.
Get silly with it, baby.
It's about the ad copy you don't read.
Hey, Stitch Fix is our other sponsor this week, and they fucking kick ass. This is one of those that I feel like has ascended into the... You should be doing this already.
Don't
plain,
need us to
right?
do this anymore.
Because you know how they do it. You fill out this profile quiz about what you like, what your usual stuff is that you wear, what your sizes are, and then they'll, you know, a stylist will send you a box with 5 things in it that fit those, and then you keep what you want, and you send back what you know maybe aren't vibing with, and then you have like a dope clothes collection.
Do you guys ever like sign up for like a subscription thing and then you completely forget about it?
Yes.
And then like it's been like 3 years and you're like, oh my God, how much money have I given? Do you think that that's what's happened with Stitch Fix and us? Is like they just like keep buying and then one day they're going to be like, oh, we're still buying ads on my brother and me?
Right.
Surely everyone there knows about Stitch Fix at this point.
Well, don't tell them. That's about the worst thing you've said on this show.
It's counterintuitive.
Also,
no one knows. No one knows about Stitch Fix.
If you want to harness the lightning-esque power of Stitch Fix yourself and feel like a god, they got Stitch Fix Freestyle, which is an online shop that is customized based on your desires. Your desires, your wants, what? Your needs, your size,
right?
I mean, for clothes, they don't...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's not
I was scared for a second.
Well, you shouldn't. Well, regardless, don't be scared. And yeah, if you want to get started, you just take a style quiz and it's so easy and you just do it. Get started today by filling out your free style quiz at stitchfix.com/mybrother and get free shipping and returns. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Does Stitch Fix sell Dom jeans? Does anyone know?
Nobody knows.
I've been wanting to get into those ever since I read 50 Shades of Grey. They sounded really comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Stitch Fix, next fix, send me some Dom jeans and some mom jeans while you're at it.
I would actually love some Dom DeLuise jeans.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
And we're the hosts of One Bad Mother, a podcast about parenting. Parenting is hard, and we have no advice, but we do see you doing it.
Honk if you like to do it. Didn't we have a bumper sticker a while back that was like, honk if you did it? That's what it was.
I think it was honk if you're doing it.
Why did we not ever make those?
We did make them. I think they're still in the Max Fun store.
Honk, honk, you're doing it.
Thanks, Biz. So are you.
Each week, we'll be here to remind you that you're doing a good job.
You can find us on MaximumFun.org. Honk, honk.
Toot, toot.
I listen to Bullseye because Jesse always has really good questions.
What did John Malkovich wear when he was 20?
I don't know how to describe it.
There's always that moment where Jesse asks a question that the person he's interviewing has not thought of before.
I don't think anyone's ever said that to me or acknowledged that to me, and that is so real.
Bullseye, interviews with creators you love and creators you need to know. From MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Here's another question. So I pulled into the drive-thru at Taco Bell for a breakfast burrito. They took my order, but when I got to the window, they told me their system was down and that, quote, it was my lucky day, quote, and that, quote, my order was free, end quote. I've done too many quotes. I realize that now. They handed me my food and then closed the window. Awesome. Free food. Except they forgot to give me my drink. Oh my God, this is really hard. I need my morning caffeine boost. Brothers, would it be okay for me to flag them down to ask for the missing drink I ordered but didn't pay for? Or should I just be happy with a free burrito and scram? That's from Thirsty in Tennessee. I have no idea.
I don't know, guys.
Based on how much we've discussed Taco Bell on this show, which is, I would say, more than the average bear. We would have a sort of foothold on, but I'm in the tall grass.
I'm spiraling. Yeah. Can I be honest?
Yeah, this
I'm spiraling,
this melting my noodle. You know what I mean? This is our white whale. This for me is our greatest challenge. Like we've solved almost everything up to this. Is our Moriarty? I'm just gonna say
my entire life. Including give birth to my two girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is like nigh impossible.
Exactly.
I carried those for nine weeks because that's more accurate.
That's more accurate. And back to back too. It was 80 weeks total.
I got it.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna call Iffy Whiteway.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now, are you sure? Because we only get one phone a friend per episode.
What? Yeah. No. It's fine.
It's less fun when you actually use real touch tone sounds.
A lot of numbers. Is this like a toll? Like,
I got
it's a 1-900 thing. What's happening? Uh huh.
He's not.
It's ringing.
Are you sending a message? Like Morse?
Couldn't get that sound effect up.
Hey, how's it going? How's everybody feeling?
Hey, Iffy, did I wake you up? I'm sorry, man.
You know, I'm always ready to answer the call. So,
as the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, have you been waiting? Have you been waiting this whole time for
me to
call you?
Yeah, I've been sitting in a dark room staring at my cell phone. It's been 3 to 5 years. I don't know what time is anymore, but.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. You've missed so much in the world, Iffy.
Oh, really? Oh,
God. And a lot of it, Iffy, I'll tell you, is not great. We got, Bud, we got some pretty heavy news to drop on you.
Yeah, things have been not going great.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I was ready to just step outside, you know, barefaced and start doing my ritual of kissing everyone I see.
It's so funny that you said that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And there's this new rapper, DaBaby, and I think he's got good opinions and things.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And you know how you campaigned so hard for Trump's reelection? Oh, God.
No way. I was on the street
and
team.
By the way, he is the toddler now. That's one of the big things that happens.
If you're a comedian, you're an actor, a writer, but you're
did you just read? Did you just read his email signature as his biography?
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
I'm just saying
you professionally talk about John Cena. You're someone who, for a living, talks about... How funny is that opening number, by the way? I'm never skipping the intro. I'm watching it every time.
It's so good.
Cracks up every time. Anyway, we got a question, and I got to read it to you because you wouldn't have had any hearing it. But let me sum it up. Basically, this person got a free burrito, but they didn't get the drink they ordered, and system
because
of the down.
Because of
and,
system of the down.
They didn't get the... So it's like they didn't know if they should go back for their drink or they should just appreciate the free food they got. And I just kind of wanted to take your temperature real quick.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad that, you know, that you've hit me up for this. You know, I would like to say I'm a Taco Bell expert. Yeah. I was there for the launch of the breakfast menu.
Oh, really?
I went there that morning. I have pictures saved of me and two other sad fellas who was like, we gotta be here day one, see what they got going. And, you know, I've worked at Disneyland. You're probably wondering where this is going to come into play. But I'm going to let you know right now, working at Disneyland, we have these things called magical moments. You try and create a magical moment for your guests at the park. What is a way? And here's what I'm thinking. That was a magical moment. Between them, you know, Taco Bell and their systems toxicity of the city of the city. you got to just take it and scram. I don't think you just take because they're already having a bad day. As someone who has worked in a fast food setting, like it was cool for you, but I'm telling you on the inside, they're losing their mind.
Right.
They're like, what are we going to do? Did it count when I clocked in? Am I working for free?
that's the biggest thing, right? I think your reaction to it depends on what level of like what level you are with the Taco Bell Corporation, which the Yum Brands, right? Is that I feel like if you're a lower level sort of cog, it maybe turned into a pretty cheery day for you. Honestly, we're gonna be able to slap that big "we're closed" sign on the window.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure if you would have returned for your drink and walked in, it would have been like the island in Yellow Jackets. Like they're all wearing like deer bones and they're like, we are free from the bell. The bell no longer holds us.
I don't love that Taco Bell sells coffee. I guess they don't say coffee explicitly. This could be a morning Baja Blast. They cannot start their working day without being blasted by Baja. But it feels like coffee to me. And
it can't be coffee and a breakfast burrito though, right? Those don't seem like those would go well together.
Before y'all poo poo the coffee, I will pitch to you their other breakfast drink, which is just orange juice and Mountain Dew mixed together.
Oh, that's right.
What better way to start your day, honestly?
Yeah. So y'all jokingly set the Baja
That just gave me heart palpitations to hear you say it. Oh boy, howdy. Oh. But also I need that drink.
Yeah, this is my problem, right? Like if you're going through Taco Bell, or any, I guess this applies to any store, but it's definitely true at Taco Bell. You've already made the decision in your head that it's worth trading your dollars right. for your refreshments. Like that's a sunk right. cost yeah. at that point. That money's yeah. gone.
But it's not because it was free, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you do run the risk if you go back through. By the time you go back through, the system's up again, and they're like,
"Good, now we can charge you."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you got to yeah, pay actually, for that readout.
Run that back. See, yeah, that is good theory. Also, just consider the fact that money you've budgeted
in your budget,
your burrito budget, your
Acorn app, and your Taco Bell folder,
you that money you budgeted can now go towards like that super expensive coffee shop you've been wondering about, but you're like, I don't want to spend that much on coffee. Now the burrito fund has some rollover bucks. And we can take it there and see what it's talking about. See what this turmeric pistachio milk latte is all about.
Hey, me, while you're there, maybe take some wire cutters, snip a few lines. System's down there, too.
Oh, whoops-a-daisy.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I guess I'll take this coffee to go. And they're like, well, we can still accept cash. And you're like, it's 2022. And you just walk out the door with your free coffee. Welcome to my pitch for Ocean's 14.
Are we to assume that the system broke down as, like, between the time that you ordered and the time you got to the window?
Yeah, right?
Because they wouldn't have taken
it's
the order.
Be.
Yeah.
That's good fortune. I think you need to just roll. I'm taking it back. You shouldn't go back to this Taco Bell. You should never go back to this Taco Bell. Like, this is your moment. You won. You need to get out while the getting's good.
This is the one time where you're up, right? The house always wins when you go to Taco Bell, right? But this time you won. Yep. It's time to walk away. You're up. One over Taco Bell, never go back. Because one time what's going to happen is you're going to pay, they're going to hand you the bag. Oh, the bag's empty. You're calling again. Man. Fuck. Right? No.
Oh, man, that's so true. Yeah. You'll be like, I did not order this. When you get the trade, when you get something you didn't order, and like, you're up if you got something better, but you're down if you got something worse. Like, I like those Cinnabon bites. I like a good, you know, Taco Bell Cinnabon bites. It's crispy. You know, and it definitely has to be, I have to be, have the heart for it. Because when you bite into it and you don't have the heart for it, you realize what it is and you feel sad. But when all the stars align and you can eat that, it's great. And one time I ordered it and I got the cinnamon twists, which I knew were cheap because my buddy, my best friend, worked at a Taco Bell, and I would go, and this is when I was like 18. So you know I was pulling up and I was like, what can I get for free? and he always said it was like the cinnamon twist because we just make we don't make it to order, we just make a whole bunch. So we give them for free just as a treat, a magical moment.
Just a magical moment at Taco Bell.
You're giving away so much information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're going to put the bell out of business.
How do you capitalize on this? You just go to the window and you're like, hey, listen, I want cinnamon twists and I ain't going to pay for them. So you do with that which thou wilt.
Do you guys do that thing where you'll get your order and then you pull up a little bit and you stop and you go through the bag to make sure it's all in there? Do you think, like, the employee ever watches you do that from the window and they're like, fuck, man, you don't trust me?
Probably.
I can still see you here at my house. You just checked the order. Come on.
Probably, but also a couple times now, there has not been a toy inside of Happy Meals that has led to full blown 5-alarm house fires. So
that's the worst.
Fool me once or twice. No way. Is how it
goes. Well, see, you just gotta be like me and be a turbo nerd and be like, oh no, they didn't forget the toy. Here's a Super Saiyan 5 Goku statue they put in here.
I'm not giving away my Goku.
Do not touch it. It is not a touching.
Yeah, we're gonna
toy.
Put it on the shelf so we can look at it, but they did put it in your order.
This is a 12-inch sculpted statue that they put in your bag. Yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah, that's a replica Kill Bill. That's a replica Kill Bill sword. It's all yours, buddy. Have fun. That's an Atari Hanzo right there. Be careful.
I took my 3-year-old through Burger King yesterday, and the toy was, I kid you not, pictures of dolphins. And I handed it to her, and she looked at me like I had just kicked her in her anus. Like, how fucking dare you? Sorry, what is it again, Dad? Pictures of dolphins. Wow, that's so cool. I wish everybody had an electronic device that could instantly pull up high-resolution video of dolphins. Oh, wait, we do. But thank you for these great, cherishable pictures of dolphins.
But half, like, most of the time now when I get a children's toy for my child in a bag, it's, like, something that then I, the parent, have to build. Oh, yeah. And I think this is completely defeating the purpose of having something to distract my daughter so that I can have five peaceful moments to myself while she's staring at me going, finish building that jackal, or whatever it is.
You keep going to the McDonald's when they have the gun pluck giveaways. And like, keep going. Like, Dad, can you build this HG Gundam Freeman, please?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, give me about 2 weeks. In a well-ventilated area.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Whenever it's a whack toy, I'm like, I failed you. But also, I'm like, you failed yourself. Because I did research as a kid. I remember you would look and you'd be like, okay, Lion King's coming out. They got the Simba toys. This is what I'm asking Dad for McDonald's. Okay, they got.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever it was like, oh, here's this like slightly not cool toy. I was like, oh, we could eat it. We got McDonald's at home, Dad. It's fine.
Recently, BB on a Saturday saw that they had Encanto toys, so we went on Sunday and missed the window. Like, it was a toy changeover.
Brutal.
And I said, do you still have Encanto? Like, and they were like, no. And I said, can you?
Oh, God.
And I know. And there was a long pause, and then they're like, yeah, we don't have any. And I wanted to be like, I don't think
they
100%
did not look, guaranteed.
They did not look. My child is in the car. Like, can you tell? Ask him to look. And I'm like, you got it. But
do you remember when Burger King sold golden Pokemon cards inside a big metal like, you would roll up to Burger King and be like, let me get a kid's meal. And those have the golden Pokemon cards in them, right? And they would be like, no, man, that's $5 extra. And it's like, you're a toy store now, Burger King. Nice try.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that on the reg, because they also did that. What, like, I remember buying Nightmare Before Christmas watches.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember King. I got the Wild Wild West sunglasses from Burger King.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Do you still have them?
No, because that same day we went to Disneyland and me being an idiot kid wore them on Space Mountain, which if you know what Space Mountain is, there's no reason to wear sunglasses.
No way. They're gone.
It's indoors. There's one reason.
It's that you want to get rid of your sunglasses. You don't want to carry them home.
You're doing some, like, the equivalent of money laundering.
You want to make sure you're looking like Jim West Desperado on Space Mountain. With your fucking finger, but instead it's just you reaching out towards nothing with a grimace on your face.
No,
as your parents are like, well, that's $5 fucking gone.
Why? Mickey didn't do this.
Hey, is it possible someone go please look on the floor of Space Mountain and see if you can find my kids?
Do you know how many cast members have been decapitated looking for sunglasses?
Iffy, can I ask what you did at Disneyland?
Oh,
I know
that
if you're one of the princesses, you have to say you were like Ariel's friend. Or
That's the scam they do. And you know, I gotta say, the magic dies the moment you walk backstage, because the first thing I saw on my first day of working at Disneyland was Mickey with his head off smoking a cigarette, and I was like, well, there it is.
There it is.
But I worked on Honey, I Shrunk the Audience and Astro Orbiter. Eventually.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, love nice. They're both great.
I was once the, Astro Orbiter kind of sucks. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Sorry. I'm sorry. Well, it wasn't your fault. You didn't design it.
No, I'm mad at you.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. I was the kid one time that was on the giant bee that got blue screen. Yeah. I had to act like, oh, no, I'm on a giant bee. It was like, I did a really good job. Like, the cast member said that I did great. Which I feel like if I had not done really well, they would have said good. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But right. But you nailed it. Back when it used to be the MGM Studios, instead of Hollywood Studios, I was in a live show, and I don't want to brag, but I was waiting backstage to go on and do my bit or whatever. And
this
one
is
of the
in,
cast members,
was this in the Alfred Hitchcock?
No, that's at Universal.
Oh, right, yeah.
But that's another great one, but it doesn't exist anymore. But this was like some kind of old-timey movie show. And one of the performers filled up a pie tin with some whipped cream and then turned to me and said, put your hands out. And I cut my hands, and they filled my hands with whipped cream. And it was one of the, like, when people say, like, hey, what's your favorite Disneyland memory? I'd be like, well, there's one time when I was 9 years old, I got to eat a handful of just whipped cream. It was the greatest experience I have ever had at Disney. Because an adult was just like, you want some fucking whipped cream? And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
So don't, I would not complain at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In closing.
Yeah.
Just take your free burrito and go.
Yeah.
Go with God.
Iffy, what do you got going on? What do you want to tell people about?
Oh, man. You know, definitely play Apex Legends. I write for that game. Watch Grand Crew. We got, you know, depending on when you hear this, we got 2 episodes left after the Olympics. And that's enough information for you to figure it out. Because I think we got 1 more week of the Winter Olympics. Use Hulu. It's on Hulu, all of it, like always. And yeah, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, see what I'm up to. I'm streaming on Twitch. You can watch me yell at games because I'm bad.
Okay. Well, thanks, Iffy.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming by.
Anytime. Call my line.
Iffy Nwadaway, everybody. Iffy Nwadaway, thank you so much for joining our program.
You're welcome.
And now please excuse yourself by hanging up the real phone that you are holding.
Okay,
hands.
But I'll be waiting in this room still.
Okay, right. Fair enough.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. That is going to do it
You're
for
welcome.
Us. Travis, you dumbass.
What?
God.
I thought.
Who's it talking to you?
What? How am I supposed to know that, Justin?
We got lots of great stuff available for you to purchase. If you go
for
to
me?
McElroy. Go to McElroyMerch.com. We got 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight pins designed by the illustrious Lucas Hespenheim. That you can see more of Lucas's work at the link on the website. They're very cute. We've got the I'm Not Ashamed of My Clown Husband bumper sticker, which is just a delight. It's by Jacob Bailey. And then we got Sawbones Pin of the Month, a bunch of other stuff. The Guppies Want Me, Blink Sharks Fear Me sticker, you know. Lots of great stuff.
That pin of the month, by the way, benefits the National Black Women's Justice Institute. So make sure you check that out.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a groovy track with a beat you can really bump ass to.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how
Montaigne's doing a show with Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Fucking great. God. Anyway,
we got a virtual live show coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. February 26th, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tickets are just $10. They're on sale now. Video on demand of that is going to be available 2 weeks after the show. Go get your tickets now. bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual. It's just going to be a real good time. Great oldies. We're going to have fun. We're going to learn a little bit. We're going to laugh a little bit. We're going to love a lot. So come join us, bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual.
I think that's it, yeah?
Yeah.
I stream on Twitch, you know? I haven't mentioned that in a while, twitch.tv/TheTravisMcElroy. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite, I'm not going to lie. And I just got a stream deck that lets me play, like, I've got buttons
Ooh,
on it. Yeah, I love it a lot. And also, if you don't want to care about any of that, I also have a little camera picture-in-picture of my fish tank you can stare at. So there's that.
Hey, this final Yahoo was sent in by Ribs. Shh. Ribs Shh is their name.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird because like that's just bones and then telling someone to be quiet. Like it doesn't seem like much of a name, doesn't it?
It could be food. It could be like I'm eating. I'm gonna eat some ribs.
Come on, just what are you read eating? The question. I've got to wrap up, Griff.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. Ribs Shh asks, or did they send it in? I lost track. Says, anyone else feeling, what's cooking in the kitchen?
Griffin?
Yeah.
Just read the fucking question.
The question was, it says, is anyone smelling, what's cooking in the kitchen?
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.